The forum at UW Marathon County introduced an audience of about 125 people to the world of shamanism. Khausa G. Lee, a practicing Wassaw Hmong shaman, demonstrated the rituals he uses to enter the spirit world. His words were translated by his daughter, Ying Lee.
The gong is used to call the spirit world and to let them know that the shaman is on its way and needs their help.
Statistics indicate that a significant number of second-generation Hmong no longer practice the traditional animistic beliefs and are adopting Western culture and Christianity. Gary Lee, a professor of anthropology at Concordia University in St. Paul, urged the young not to turn their backs on the old ways.
This, to me, is the most important aspect of shamanism and animism, in that if we lose this power to stay together, to be bonded together, then we will lose our identity.
Lee said he converted to Christianity, but then converted back to a belief in animism and shamanism, because he thinks the traditional religion is vital to the stability of America's Hmong community. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.